Esther chapter 9, verses 20 to 32, and also chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, "And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feastings and joy, and of sending of portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them. Because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the day, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter which they had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail that they would keep those 2 days according to all their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. And these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim, and sent the letters unto all the Jews to 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim and their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fasting, their fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book." Chapter 10, verse 1, 2, and 3. "And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings and Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king Ahasuerus, the great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking wealth of his people, and speaking peace unto all his seed."